Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Plan.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for our inaugural live broadcast on the iHeartRadio Network. Straight up, we're streaming live around the world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, the cable radio network, iTunes. I can go on and on. There's all kinds of internet platforms, but of course, we are live here each and every day, 24-7, on these various websites, because it's not just time anymore. I mean, the show's there live at 11 a.m. Pacific time, like this one does, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we've got another show Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we've got a show Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. Pacific time on the Sirius Satellite XM radio. That's channel 93. So we're all over the place here. So you really can't and you don't have to catch Ring Talk live anymore, obviously. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to talk boxing for the first 30 minutes. And, of course, we'll switch to the world of MMA. UFC's got a fight night tonight, I believe, on Fox Sports 1. A couple of passings this week. Dan Goosen passed away. I used to call him Big Bird, and his son didn't like it. His son thought it was I was capping on him because his son was a Sesame Street kid. Okay, Craig Goosen didn't dig it because Big Bird was a character in Sesame Street, so that's what he equated him to. But it wasn't because he was he looked like the Big Bird character in the Sesame Street. It was that he was the head of the Goosen flock. There were 10 geese in the Goosen flock, 10 kids. So he was the head of the Goosen flock, Big Bird. Anyway, Big Bird passed this week from liver cancer. We talked about that last week that he was ill. And Ed Darien, the Philadelphia entertainer, and that's what I call him because he was an entertainer. He was a ring announcer, but he entertained you as well. Good old Ed Darien passed away, I believe, at the age of 77. Russell Peltz, that was Russell Peltz's guy. And had Michael Buffer not come along and been pushed so hard down everybody's throat, because he was initially, you know, I think Ed Darien had made him, would have been a superstar. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off new Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111. That's 866-671-0111. Or visit easyofficephone.com.
It's the Living Courageously Radio Minute, a daily minute program to show you that you can face anything. Just do it afraid. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
One of the keys to success is to never give up. Even though we may not sense any change after we've prayed, it is vitally important that we continue believing in God's promise to deliver us from a life of fear. When the Holy Spirit is walking me out of bondage and into freedom in any area of my life, I often say that I'm free from that thing even while I'm still experiencing no freedom at all. By doing this, I'm declaring my belief that God and His promise is greater than my problem and that it is only a matter of time before I experience the fullness of His freedom. Joy is released in our lives through believing. Once we choose to believe God's Word, that helps us enjoy life while we're waiting for the fullness of God's promise to manifest.
For more information and insight on how you can live courageously and face anything, please visit joycemeyer.org. Living Courageously is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. Fear affects all of our ability to live fully, holding us back from what enriches our lives and the lives of others. Blending personal insight and inspiring scripture, Joyce Meyer will teach you how to employ strength from God to conquer fear, reach your potential, and start living life to the fullest. Living Courageously. It's the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here, and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the CableRadioNetwork.com, and wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live worldwide, I welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history. 30-plus years now of radio presence, and we are happy as a lark to be debuting today live on the iHeartRadio Network. Kevin Perry will join us in about 10 minutes. We'll talk what's new in the boxing world with KP of ringtalk.com. And then at 40 minutes past the hour, we'll switch over to the sport of MMA. Of course, UFC Fight Night tonight on Fox Sports 1. Back to Dan Goosen just for a second. I'm going to be doing a story on Dan. And here's the way I sort of do these death stories. I've been doing this a long time, so I do it my way. I wait a few days. I wait like a week and a half after somebody's gone. Then I write the story, okay? I let all the emotion get away. And, you know, I try to get a lot of the emotion get away. And then I write a real story about him. And, yeah, there may be a couple of negs in there, but I tell the truth. All right? I tell us the real story of this person. So I'm going to try to do that with Dan Goosen. Of course, he was good to me. That's all I can say, except for on a couple of instances, he was very, very good to me. And Dan Goosen, of course, started 10 Goose Boxing, as I said, back in the 80s. And it was a trip because it was a family-run organization out of Reseda, California. They worked out of the Reseda Country Club, which now I think is a bar or something like that. But it was a cool place. It was a nice little venue. It had two stories to it. It was chic. That's the best word I can put it. It was chic. Anyway, Joe Goosen, the brother of Dan Goosen, of course, he's a trainer, and he has Vanis Matrosian going tonight, 34-1, with a draw and 21 KOs in a 10-round bout from Foxwoods Resort dedicated to his brother against Willie Nelson. And you're thinking, you know, the old guy that smokes weed. No, no. This Willie Nelson's 23-1-1 with 13 KOs. A 10-round battle of once-beaten junior middleweights headlining a Showtime card tonight. Now, the 18th of October, Nonito Donaire and Nicholas Walters are going to hook it up down in, what is it, Carson, California, at the StubHub Center. And, of course, in the main event, Gennady Golovkin taking on local guy. When I say local guy, meaning he'll help sell some tickets, Marco Antonio Rubio, the Mexican fighter out of he's going to bring it. As far as fighting's concerned, he's going to bring all he can to the Gennady Golovkin fight. It's just not enough. Golovkin's going to lick him like a stamp. Anyway, Golovkin, Marco Antonio Rubio, the main event October 18th. Of course, the co-main event, Nonito Donaire and Nicholas Walters. And Walters says he's 24-0, 20 KOs. You know, somebody asked me, is Donaire being fed to somebody at this point in time? Has he sort of outlived his usefulness to the boxing establishment, per se? And is he, like, you know, just being cast off? I don't know. I mean, I think Nonito will have to rediscover himself at featherweight. This is 126 pounds, and everybody says, oh, it's only 4 pounds, it's only 2 pounds, it's only 3 pounds. Let me tell you, maybe 1 or 2 pounds is not a decisive edge, okay? But if you get more than that in these smaller weight classes, it is an incredible advantage. And I just don't think it's cool when guys are weighing in like Jorge Arce used to weigh in at 112 pounds and come in the ring at 129 and a half. Imagine that. A guy weighs in the fight the day before for a 112-pound title fight at 112 pounds and then comes in the ring close to 129 pounds the next day. Come on, he's so much bigger than the other guys. It's just not fair. He just bullies these guys to death. Anyway, we need to go back to Same Day Williams. We've talked about that for a long time. But Donaire, is Donaire being thrown out to the Wolves? Who knows? Who knows? Who really, really knows? Straight up, Nonito Donaire, of course, I think he's past his peak, and I think that he really missed the opportunity to become a superstar, in my mind, in not securing that fight with Vic Darchinian, that rematch. After knocking Darchinian out, and of course it was at July 7th, 2007, after not, I know he said he tried all he could, but I don't know. I think if he would have tried really hard, it'd have been done. And I think that would have been a somewhat of a career-defining moment because, you know, he's sort of been like a B minus guy as far as attractions are concerned. And it's not fair. He had incredible skills. But I think he's getting old now. And, of course, he has some injuries. I believe he has some shoulder surgery of late. And, of course, he's coming back now at 126 pounds. He's a guy that really has a body that you think he can go anywhere to like 130, maybe 135 pounds. But he's tall, but he's not mass. In other words, he puts on weight, but he's not putting on mass per se. He's maybe putting on more water. So I'm not giving all that that credence to him being able to move up too much more than 126 pounds. But Nonito Donaire in a career-defining fight, no question about that, when he takes on Nicholas Walters, 24-0, 20 KOs. 34 years ago this week, October the 2nd, 1980, Muhammad Ali, the great man that introduced me into this segment, of course, he passed away in Las Vegas at the hands of Larry Holmes, a TKO in 10 rounds. It was official, but straight up, it was a death of Ali the fighter. I mean, because up to that point, he was invincible. He was the man that can come back and conquer just about anything, knock down a mountain with one punch, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, Ali was Superman to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But on October the 2nd, 1980, he was a 38-year-old man. A man that was starved of really any energy or stamina by the treatment of his doctor that was brought in by Dr. Williams, brought in by Herbert Muhammad, who was Muhammad Ali's manager, who was a son of Elijah Muhammad, the head of the Nation of Islam. When I say it, because he was facing all kinds of heinous charges when he passed away. But the bottom line is Herbert Muhammad allegedly brought in this guy, Dr. Williams, who prescribed Thyrolar to Muhammad Ali in order to lose weight. Well, Thyrolar took the weight off all right, but it zapped him of all his energy. He was 217 pounds, 217 and a half at the weigh-in, and I was saying, good Lord, this kid, oh my God, Ali making 217 and looking that good. Well, guess what? Like Angelo Dundee told me one day, light, it wasn't right. It just wasn't right. It wasn't. 217 and a half was wrong for Ali. The way he took off the weight was wrong. And, of course, I'm not trying to say he could have, been on an even level and competed with Larry Holmes at that stage of their boxing careers. I mean, Holmes was, what, 31 years old? Like 34-0, something like that. But, you know, Larry had been Muhammad Ali's sparring partner. And you've heard Larry on the show in the past say that he was holding his punches and things like that. And if you look at some of the films, the vintage fight films of the 1970s, the films of Ali at Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, training for like the George Foreman fight, the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974. When Ali was training for that fight, he trained with Larry Holmes, okay? And Larry was beating Ali up. I mean, yee! It was like, whoa! I mean, just beating on him. And he was holding back his punches. You could see he was holding back his punches. He had to hold back his punches. He wanted a job. He wanted, you know, to keep working. So he held his shots. He realized that Ali was a draw, and Ali was the attraction, all that kind of good stuff, and didn't do him any advantage to go in the gym and beat Ali up in the gym, so he held back those punches. But he landed some clean shots on Ali time and time and time again. And a lot of people think that, you know, that Muhammad Ali's condition, the Parkinson syndrome, whether or not it was brought on by boxing or not, or whether he would have had Parkinson's at some point in time in his life, I don't know. All I'm saying is if you get hit in the head often enough, something's going to happen to the negative. And that happened with Muhammad Ali. Okay. Now, a lot of people think it was those fights with Ken Norton, with George Foreman, with Joe Frazier. And I think it was the gym work. The fights with Larry Holmes in the gym and Norton to an extent. I mean, he rumbled a lot of guys in the gym, Ali did. Didn't matter who it was. Bring them on. I'll spar with them. okay? And those guys, you know, were credible heavyweights, decent guys. And if you spar with decent guys, you're going to get hit decently, no question about it. But I think all those beatings is what led up to the damage that we see in Muhammad Ali today. Although he still got it mentally. And when I say he still got it mentally, I could tell you that from at least from my visits with him. And of course, that's been a long time ago now, but almost 20 years. But he was clever. He was still smart. He just couldn't articulate. Ali just couldn't make his thoughts go from his brain to his mouth. That was the problem. It wasn't that he was dumb or he was like, you know, you see these punch drunk guys and this and that. No. He wasn't that. It's just he couldn't get the thoughts to go from his mind to his mouth. And that, of course, was the greatness about Muhammad Ali. He was one of the greatest orators in history, no question about it. The second greatest orator as far as African Americans are concerned of the 20th century, along, you know, after Martin Luther King, and the greatest black orator as far as athletics were concerned in the 20th century. No, I mean, no doubt about it. I don't think anybody's ever been able to live up to the Louisville Lip. That's what they called him, of course, the 1960 Olympic gold medalist. But guess what? It wasn't in heavyweight. It was at light heavyweight. That's right. Muhammad Ali won his gold as Cassius Clay in 1960, the Rome Olympics, I believe, as a light heavyweight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live worldwide on many internet platforms. This is the longest fight show in history. If you want to join us on the toll-free, feel free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk boxing for another 10 or 15, then we'll switch to MMA straight up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Respect will come to you, and you can hold.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Everybody knows that. Yeah, right. No, four-time Golden Glove champ. Yeah, I did my share. Spar with some good guys. Spar with, like, Duran and... I don't want to go into it. Bazooka Limon, Wilfred Benitez. I can go on and on. But the bottom line was, I never left the ring asleep. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. And at 40 after the hour, we'll talk mixed martial arts. Now we bring in my one of my good sidekicks. I'm talking about Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. And Kev, what's up in the sport of boxing, man? What's new?
I think one of the major developments this last week or so is Canelo Alvarez. He's with HBO now. He signed a multi-fight deal with HBO. And I think it should be definitely a little bit of a shake-up. It should be very good for the sport of boxing. Canelo's certainly exciting, guy to watch most of the time if he's in with the right opponent. So that's definitely very good for boxing. We're really excited about that, and Golden Boy finally working with HBO again.
Well, now, Golden Boy was on the outs with HBO because of their association with Al Haymon?
Yeah, that's kind of what the deal was, and I think some of that had to do with Richard Schaefer also. Richard Schaefer was the CEO for Golden Boy Promotions. He's since resigned, and Oscar's back at the helm, and he looks like he wants to do some business with Top Rank now. So hopefully some of these fights that haven't been getting made will get made within the next year.
Oscar was never at the helm. There is no helm. I think the emperor has no clothes, per se, in this case. I really think that I'm sorry, but I just think that he's just got, like, Don Chargan or somebody else. He's going to it. He's getting his advice from somebody else. I really don't think that Oscar's one of those guys that can think on his own. I really do, as far as business is concerned. He just doesn't seem to have it. I mean, and I've known him since he was like 17, so I don't know.
Well, I think at least, he's kind of been stepping up a little bit more of the plate. He's been more in the public eye recently, as a lot of people know if they know anything about boxing. He had some drug problems. He was in rehab, but he seems like he's doing a little bit better now, and he's kind of taking a little bit more control over his company. I don't know if he's necessarily the person controlling everything and the day-to-day operations, but at least at this point he seems like he's in a better spot now, and he's going to push the company forward in a positive light.
I remember when I used to call his house to do radio back in like 1990, about 1990. His mother would answer the phone. His late mother, Cecilia, would answer the phone. And she would say something like, Oscar, telefono. It was sort of cool, that I can go back that far in time with him. In fact, we are honoring, when I say we, I mean the World Boxing Organization is honoring Oscar De La Hoya at the WBO convention, the Congress, that will be held at Caesars Palace. That will be October 27th through the 31st of this month. And we're going to have a good time at Caesars, and straight up, Oscar's going to be honored, as will Joe Calzaghe, of course, one of the few boxers ever to retire undefeated as champion. Calzaghe retired like, I think, 46-0, 48-0. Why, he was an impressive record, and no question about it. He came over to the United States. People said he wouldn't come over here and fight, but he came over here and fought, and he retired undefeated, much like the great Rocky Marciano. Straight up,
Tell me some more news. What's happening with Al Heyman and NBC? I'm hearing all these different rumors. Straighten me out on it.
From some of the rumors I hear is that he's trying, and I think this is something you brought up about a month ago. He's trying to do a deal with NBC, apparently. I think he's going to buy airtime or something to that effect in the amount of, you know, around $20 million or $25 million type deal, and he's going to put his fighters on there. I think what's happening with Showtime is this guy, Steven Espinoza, who's the vice president over there, I mean, he's just letting Heyman just put his guys in with
bums.
I wouldn't want to say bums. I don't like using that term because anybody who...
Okay. We'll call them hobos.
Hobos, all right? So I don't know if Espinoza's going to last, and bottom line is Heyman's going to have to take his guys elsewhere. He's not going to be able to take them to HBO because Ken Hirschman, who's the guy that runs HBO Boxing right now, he's not going to put up with that crap. And I think that's very good. I think HBO is moving in the right direction, and who knows what's going to happen with Showtime. I mean, who are they going to put on? I mean, they're going to have to start putting on good fights, and I think heads might start rolling over there. I think Espinoza, they got to get him out of there, and I don't think he's putting on the fights that people want to see. I mean,
he let Ronda Rousey get away. He let Ronda Rousey get away. He had her on Strikeforce and Showtime, and he didn't want to sign a new deal with Showtime Strikeforce. He didn't want to spend the money that Strikeforce wanted, and of course, Strikeforce is owned by the UFC. And then the Strikeforce was just sucked up by the UFC, and all the fighters from Strikeforce went over to the UFC. But you know, he had Ronda Rousey. He didn't realize the star potential there. I was trying to tell him, man. The guy he doesn't listen.
Yeah, that's true, and it's funny you say that because you could probably argue that Ronda Rousey is the biggest name in MMA, as crazy as it sounds, a woman. You know, I mean, she doesn't really have the greatest competition, but...
You know what? All right, you know what? You keep knocking her, I'll send her over to your house, pal.
Well, no, I'm just saying...
No. We're the defending Ronda group around here. You can knock her for a lack of competition. I think she's going to fight Kat Zagano. She'll eventually fight Cyborg Santos. I think she'll possibly fight Gina Carano, who I think is a no-hoper. But the other two chicks have got a shot. Cyborg supposedly has a better shot because she's a bigger, more strong, allegedly stronger woman. But I don't know. I'm just playing around here. But straight up, I just think so much of Ronda as a spokesperson and being a female and able to go out there and do, man, she's doing what so many men have dreamed and fantasized about, me being a fighter as well. You understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I hear what you're saying. I think the world of Ronda, I mean, she's great for the sport of MMA, and I think she's going to bring a lot of women to the sport, and I think that's where the competition is going to come in because, you know, people are not going to fight for free when you got such a dominant champion. There's going to be people out there that can see that maybe they can train for a few years and, you know, try to get to her level. So more power to them. And they got this women on the UFC Ultimate Fighter right now. So they're definitely trying to develop some women's talent. So it should be very good for the sport.
Okay, Amir Khan is supposed to be on tomorrow's show. They told me the interview was finalized, and I just got a text to call this guy Taz and finalize it. So I'm going to take care of that. But Amir Khan's going to fight Floyd Mayweather, right?
To be honest with you, I don't really know what's going on. I mean,
let's be honest. As far as skill set's concerned, that's probably the most talented fighter Floyd's fought in a while, don't you think? Skill set.
I think Floyd's skill set is far superior. I mean, the thing with Amir Khan is his biggest asset is his speed. He's got good power. The problem with him is he kind of...
he don't take well.
But he doesn't take well, and sometimes when he starts throwing his combinations, he maybe throws, instead of throwing maybe a two- or three-punch combination, he throws four or five shots, and that's when he gets caught. So that's a part of his game that he's kind of got to shore up his defense. He with Virgil Hunter now, so he's kind of fighting, not as exciting, but definitely smarter, and I think that's going to help him in a potential fight with Floyd Mayweather.
Got to run. There's chalk tonight on Showtime, right? When I mean chalk, is it not even worth watching?
Well, the guy who's fighting is Rancis Bartholomew. He's a 130-pounder. I believe he's the IBF champion. He's a good fighter. The guy he's fighting's only got has got about 50-something fights and 8 KOs. So I think that tells you all you need to know.
Another big puncher appearing on Showtime in the role as a challenger, right?
Say it again?
Another big puncher appearing on Showtime in the role of challenger.
No, a big puncher is the champion. The light puncher is the challenger.
You didn't catch it. It was a joke. Went right over your head. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kevin Perry, enjoy Las Vegas. We'll talk.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You ought to be having some fun. That's what the Tower of Power is going to prescribe for you right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and every other internet platform you can think of. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world, and I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two, and I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good solid players in any business.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Clay Velasquez is the UFC
my girl do her thing. That's Darlene Love. The great Darlene Love. What more can I say? Hall of Famer. Academy Award winner. Yeah! People used to say that she was, how can I put this, the greatest voice there ever was that nobody knew. Well, now everybody knows who she was, who she is and who she was and what she did, of course, appearing on all those records she never got credit for. And at least publicly, I mean, she was getting paid for him, but not publicly. And straight up, of course, Phil Spector's main girl. You are tuned to Ring, besides the girl he married, Ronnie Spector. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion, now beginning to spar, of course, the late November fight with Fabrice Werdum for the World Heavyweight Championship to take place down there in Mexico City. Of course, that sold-out arena, 16,000 people on their feet going absolutely ballistic over a Mexican-American heavyweight champion, the baddest man on the planet, bar none. Yes, he is. I mean, you know, if you put him in a fight with Vladimir Klitschko and it was like anything goes, Cain's going to win. I mean, you put him in a fight with Vladimir Klitschko with gloves only, and Vladimir wins. So what I'm trying to tell you is Cain's probably a badder dude than Vladimir. With the exception of, like, Sergey Kovalev, the WBO light heavyweight champion out of Russia, there aren't too many guys, and Gennady Golovkin maybe. He's out of the Ukraine, I'm not sure. Anyway, out of the former Soviet bloc. With the exception of those two guys, not too many guys, I think, in the world of boxing could make the crossover to MMA. Speaking of the crossover, they're talking about Ronda Rousey now challenging maybe for a world boxing championship just with the gloves. They say she's that good. You know, she's an amazing athlete. She just really is. I mean, like, I tried to tell you, the 2008, the Olympic bronze medalist in judo, the first woman in America, from America, to ever medal, I believe, in judo. Of course, her mother was a judo champion, taught her that arm bar, and she's not going to that arm bar anymore. She's not going to it. She's not. She's going to different things. She's talking about, you know, knocking people out with punches and kicking people. I mean, she's got it going together. She really's got it going on. And right, I think that in 2015, you'll probably see the end of her as far as her fighting career is concerned, because A, she'll have nobody left to fight, and B, she'll be doing movies in Hollywood. Let's take it to the phone lines and ring my man, Zach Attack Young. What's up, Big Zach?
Hey, how's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good tonight. Of course, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Zach, myself, will bring in a guy by the name of Skyler Brown. Skyler Brown's going to talk baseball stats. He's a baseball freak. I mean, just one of those freaks. We can ask him, like, what was this guy's batting average in 1908? And he could tell you things like that. So we're going to have him on the show tonight, and we'll talk NFL. We'll talk, of course, Major League Baseball, the playoffs ongoing. Lots of good stuff to talk about tonight. 10 p.m. Pacific time, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Pedro Fernandez and my current guest, who was my co-host at that point in time. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. Now, Zach, what's up with UFC Fight Night tonight?
It's looking like a good event. I know Rory McDonald's on the card.
How good is Rory McDonald?
I think he's definitely one of the top welterweights right now, but he did suffer that loss to Robbie Lawler, mm-hmm. and it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back from that, because he does have some good wins over some top welterweights, but he has some to prove at the same time.
Okay. That's on UFC on Fox Sports. Of course, UFC's got some. I think UFC went with two cards. They went with a fight card, I think, from Stockholm, Sweden, and that was on UFC Fight Pass. They can't get anybody to air these fights in the middle of the night. And I may sound a little silly, but I wouldn't mind watching a fight once in a while in the middle of the night.
No, I wouldn't mind. I mean, a lot of people in the UK who watch UFC cards end up having to stay up all night to see them, and I wouldn't mind doing that. It'll be interesting. It'll be something to do. I think that they might as well try to get somebody to pick it up.
Yeah. You know, but they've got that deal with Fox, and they can only sleep with Fox now. They have signed with Fox. They cannot sleep with anybody else. I'm talking about the UFC. The guy that Rory McDonald, of course, Rory, they called the heiress. He's 17-2. He's taking on Tarek Saffredin, 15-3. Now, Saffredin's nickname is not to I don't know if I'd want to have this and be a fighter. You know what it is? Sponge.
Yeah, that just sounds like you're going to take a bunch of punches or something. The sponge. But Tarek Saffredin is a pretty good fighter. I've seen him a few times, and he has some decent striking. He could offer some challenge to Rory, I think.
Hmm. Of course, here's the schedule tonight. Fox Sports 2 and Fight Pass prelims are going to start at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. Take that back. The Fight Pass fights start at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Then the Fox Sports 2 Fight Pass starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Then the Fox Sports 1 card starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Am I confusing you?
Yes. I just hear a lot of Fox Sports and different times. It's very confusing, Pedro.
I mean, you've got to be like an internet genius or I have got your cable numbers absolutely down. You've got to be an expert with the remote control to navigate your way around these channels.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, I'm still not really getting that. I don't know why. I mean, I think it's partly Fox Sports' fault as well.
Well, you know, I will say this. I appreciate the Fox Sports picking up the UFC. I mean, the deal that was made, I think it was good for everybody. We get to see a lot of fights. I think that we get to see fights from around the world. And the fact that Fox Sports wanted to spend a few more bucks than Spike would, I think that's all fine and dandy. But I just don't feel the intensity that I used to feel on Spike TV. Is there something to that, or is it just me?
No, I think you're right. I think it's the presentation is just a little different on Fox Sports. And I mean, I definitely think they're putting in some effort, but there's just something a little off about it where it's not really delivering the excitement that it used to.
Amir Khan just pulled out of tomorrow's show. Okay, that's cool. Just got a text. Amir Khan can't appear tomorrow. Amir Khan is supposed to appear tomorrow. The boxer from the UK, of course, of Pakistani descent, and he says he can't make it tomorrow. So we're going to hope we can tape him this week or catch him live in the coming days. Bottom line was I was banking on him tomorrow, and he stiffed me. Stiffed. Get the word? Stiffed. Anyway, we're going to talk sports tonight on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Zach Young and myself with Skylar Brown. Skylar Brown's an interesting guy. We're going to have the three of us going to have a good time tonight. Of course, that is at 10 p.m. Pacific time. You got the baby with you?
Yeah, I do.
Cool, man. So what are you going to do today, Dad?
Well, we went to the park earlier. She's probably going to have some boba drinks. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's like these drinks that have like little tapioca pudding balls in them. She really likes those. So we're looking forward to that.
Daddy's little girl. Zach Young's my guest, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Zach, have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app?
I do have the iHeartRadio app.
Does it work for Ring Talk? Is that working for you?
It seems to be working from what I can tell.
Okay, because now we've got this live feed on iHeart, and of course we're going to go to Satellite XM Radio Channel 93 Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. But, you know, these iHearts, when they roll these things out, there's always going to be some bugs and some kinks and things like that. So that's what I'm sort of looking for. I'm sorry, but that's sort of what I'm looking for here in the iHeart breakout. But the iHeart Radio's got it going on. Of course, I'll have some of that up at ringtalk.com. So tonight, Rory McDonald's going to win this fight, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's just the more versatile fighter overall. I think he has a better grappling, which will come through for him in the end.
Okay. Now, this fight's been pushed off to January the 3rd. Daniel Cormier and John Jones. Everybody's jumping on the Cormier bandwagon now. Guys that I know, and a couple of guys I know that have wrestling backgrounds especially. We like the wrestler in this one. Who do you like?
Honestly, it's hard for me to bet against John Jones, but I definitely think that Cormier has the best chance on paper of any opponent, and that's including Gustafson. On paper, I didn't think Gustafson would do as well as he did, and I think Cormier on paper has a better chance than him, so there's a good chance at the upset in this one, and I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Well, did you have the Swede winning that fight?
I did, and I gave Gustafson more of a chance than most people did, but I just assumed that Jones would be able to grapple with him, and he couldn't. Gustafson's grappling improved a lot, and I thought he did win that fight.
Now you know the UFC is trying to be politically correct and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, they try, exactly,
the fight league. But yet, Nick Diaz, who's been arrested for a couple of DUIs, like two of them, and it's no big thing. They're just going to let him fight Anderson Silva. I think it's in January, and Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz, a fight that a lot of people thought, you know, Diaz may have had a shot a while back, but at this point in time, who wins this fight and why? I mean, all these question marks about Anderson Silva coming off two losses, a knockout loss and a broken leg. I mean, yikes. I don't know why you even want to fight again.
Yeah, that, and I hear Anderson Silva saying he's going to keep fighting until he gets the championship back, and I'm not so sure that that's going to happen, honestly. I think that's going to be rough. It's going to be tough for him to get it back unless somebody beats Weidman, because I just think Weidman is a bad style matchup for him.
Weidman's 31 years old now. What's longevity like for these guys? I mean, what is their little window of opportunity for most of these upper echelon MMA fighters? Or is the sport so young that we don't know?
I think the sport is so young that you don't really know. But so far from what we've seen, it does seem that an MMA fighter can generally fight a little longer than a boxer. I think it's because you can rely on different aspects of your game, instead of just like your reflexes and hand speed and things like that. So I do think that they have a little more longevity than your average boxer, but at the same time, you know, one knockout can change everything.
Good enough. Amir Khan's, I just got the explanation here. Tomorrow's like the Muslim Christmas, and he's doing some Mecca pilgrimage today. So more power to him. We can do the show whenever he wants to do it. What's new in the UFC world? What's new in the world of MMA? How did Bellator look last night? Did you watch it?
I didn't get a chance to watch it. I've been with Jasmine, but I heard that it was a good event.
How can I put this? Who do you think is the best fighter pound for pound in the world of outside of the UFC? Would that be Ben Askren?
Yeah, I would say so. In of all the other organizations, he probably is.
Why is it that he and Dana White can't get together? These guys, they tick each other off via Twitter and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Ben Askren, honestly, he sees that the UFC doesn't always pay that well. He's fighting for an organization that is probably paying him more than anyone else in the organization, and he's able to fight very winnable opponents and look good and make more money than he probably could in the UFC, so I can't really blame him on that front.
Okay, the Stockholm, Sweden card is going to air at 12 p.m. Pacific time. That's like in 5 minutes. That's, of course, a UFC Fight Pass. And the other UFC Fight Night, McDonald, we talked about Fox Sports 1. We talked about the times on that. There's all kinds of them. That's coming from Halifax, Canada. So Stockholm, Sweden, Halifax, Canada. The 25th will be in Brazil. The 7th of November, they'll be in Sydney, Australia. They're back in Brazil November the 8th, so they have fight cards two nights in a row. Man, they're getting around. This is truly a worldwide endeavor and sport, MMA and the UFC.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're just seeing them expand into more and more territories. They're recently going into Russia, and you see a lot of these Eastern European fighters coming in and doing well. So it's really growing as a sport. They got that UFC 180 coming up in Mexico, and they just added a Diego Sanchez fight to that card.
Diego Sanchez, speaking of a guy that's maybe taken too many, he's taken a lot of punches, man.
Yeah, he has taken a lot of punches, and I think the window's kind of closing on his career, I think.
Okay. Johnny Hendricks and Lawler are going to do it again, UFC 181, Saturday, December 6th, of course, in Las Vegas. Am I supposed to get thrilled about this?
I don't know. I like the matchup. I thought the first fight was close. I think you had Lawler winning that one.
I did. Right? Anyway, Zach, I got to cut it short. 10 p.m. Pacific time tonight, you and me, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
Looking forward to it, Pedro. Thank you.
Peace, brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and all kinds of other networks. So straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
UFC Fight Night. Probably over if you're listening to this, because the straight up is going to start in like 5 minutes. So the delay we go this afternoon on the Sports Byline broadcast with a delay of this show. And of course, the Sunday edition, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're talking an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Now get this. Amir Khan, the boxer of Pakistani descent, of course, the hot shot, and he is hot, talks a good game, fights as well. The prodigy from the UK, he will appear, looks like it's going to be next Sunday on the Sunday edition, the boxing hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, if everything goes according to plan, I'll have Dave Meltzer in the spot tomorrow, the second hour on the MMA hour, the UFC hour, the Bellator hour, the Invicta hour. We call it the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. That will go tomorrow at noon. But straight up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hour show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, I also go tonight, not to radio, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday night, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition with Zach Young. We'll talk all kinds of stuff. And of course, we've got the combat sports update as well. Zach Attack Young and Skylar Brown will be my guests and co-hosts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.